Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To start the show, Diesel was pretty much hitting the panic button on Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers, and I just would love to know, to start the 4 o'clock hour, where Clemson fans are in terms of hitting the panic button, thinking everything's A-OK, or somewhere in between.
Well, I'm more close to hitting the dump button on
that. That's
Panthers.
Fine, too. It's fine. You can hit whatever button you want to hit. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Hour number two of the show. You can get in, Clemson fans, at 844-326-3663. It's the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. Phone lines also open at that same number. Again, 844-326-3663. Want to know where you stand as well, Diesel, on Clemson. What happened against Troy over the weekend? We will get Grayson Mann's thoughts at 422 right here on the Fan Upstate. He joins the show at 4:22 every Monday during football season. But I'll start by saying this, Diesel. You and I last week talked about the LSU performance, right? How Clemson looked against LSU. Today, on this Monday, after what I watched against Troy, even though it was a win, I am more concerned about Clemson's offense after a win over Troy than I was last Saturday after a loss against LSU, right? Might not make a lot of sense, but Troy, newsflash, if you didn't know this, Troy and LSU are two totally different types of opponents, right? One's really good, one's Troy. And no disrespect to Troy, but
they were picked to finish sixth, by the way.
In the Sun Belt?
In the Sun Belt West.
Oh, God, that's
sixth.
Yeah.
In the division.
Yeah. They've always given, you know, the past couple times they played Clemson, they've given Clemson a little bit of issues. However, I really am more concerned after a win, you know, in terms of play calling. I know the second half was a lot different with production and what Clemson was able to do, especially statistically. But I don't know if Clemson fans are hitting the panic button. T-Swizzle's already commented on the YouTube stream where you can comment. You can watch the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube as well. I don't know that I'm all the way on panic button if I'm a Clemson fan, Diesel, but I'm sure as heck not satisfied. I've got to be majorly concerned right now about what's happening with this Clemson offense that had sky-high expectations going into 2025.
I mean, explain to me two really slow starts in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that LSU is a quality opponent. Their defense is really, really good. Might be the best defense they play all season long.
Sure.
But there's no excuse for why you get off to such a slow start against Troy. You know, this is one of those games where even if Troy is a decent group of five team, you should be up on them 21-7, 21-3, going into the second quarter and kind of hitting cruise control mode from then on out. But I saw just no fire, no spark in this team until we got into the third quarter. And credit to Clemson, the defense shut them down in the second half. No points in the second half for Troy, and they were able to pull away off a couple extra spark plays.
I just don't know exactly what the identity is, right, when you look at this offense, because we talked about going into the season, we knew there were questions at the running back room. But we talked about how elite this receiving room was, right? And just like I told you all last week, Clemson's running backs would look so much better Saturday against Troy. They did. Adam Randall had 100-plus yards on the ground. We all knew that was coming. They're going to look a lot better against Troy running the football than they did against LSU, right? What, 30 yards of total rushing as a team, I believe? Something like that. I just don't know. I struggle finding, much like I said in the very first segment of the show, Diesel talking about Bryce Young, struggling to find what the issue is with the inconsistency. Same thing here. I struggle with the identity, what their identity is offensively, because you and I hear coaches talk about it all the time. You want to be able to run the football and allow the pass game to evolve and open up from being able to rush the ball. But there's just no identity right now with this Clemson offense. And if you're not concerned, I don't know what to tell you. You should be really concerned about what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, beat Troy by 15 total yards, 316 to 301. You got outpassed in the game in a big way. Again, your rushing game, like you said, that's the only thing that saved you. That's because Adam Randall went off on a couple of big hits
big late
there in the second half. But Cole, I mean, the scoreboard doesn't do justice to just how bad Clemson looked in this game. I mean, they were completely lifeless, awful on third down, 0-for-1 on fourth down. If you can't overpower a Troy defensive line, how do you think you're going to overpower Florida State? How do you think you're going to overpower Georgia Tech or later on in the season, South Carolina?
Well, you know what? We were having conversations after LSU. I was, you were, we all were. I was having them with my friends who were diehard Clemson fans, right? In the same situation, the same conversation, Diesel, we've had for a few years now. After a loss to an SEC team, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to balance your thoughts in terms of if Clemson's really bad or if the opponent in week one was really, really good. And the fact of the matter is, for all of those who were upset after week one, including myself, as I, you know, voiced on the show last week, those people should be even more upset after week two. And for the crowd, for the group of people who are still sunshine pumping, I guess is the right term here, I think they're running out of content. I think they're running out of arguments because, look, is Clemson still going to win 9 or 10 games? Sure, they are. They should when you look at who they play this season. However, you just can't be on this 8th day of September, you can't be a Clemson fan and feel good about what you're seeing. In no way, shape, or form have you seen anything offensively that makes you feel like this team's a championship team, even in the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, I know that in college you don't get preseason games to kind of get the kinks worked out. You start in week one and you're off to the races. But guess what? There's a lot of teams that were shot out of a cannon. They looked really good in their week one and week two games. And for a team that is as stacked and as loaded as this Clemson team is, what did you say earlier? Phil Steele had him inside of his top five for a lot of units, but definitely top 10 for just about every unit
was top 10 except for running back.
Right. You should be fired out of a cannon. And also, you know, points a big old finger right back at why didn't Dabo Swinney go get himself a running back out of the portal this year? I know the Dabo portal conversation, but he did it, right? He pulled Tristan, help me out on his last name, the wide receiver that he brought
Smith, and
Will Helt.
Yeah.
Two guys. You can see how effective it is, and maybe this is one of those things that slowly starts, you know, melting that ice block around Dabo's heart when it comes to bringing in transfers. But if your best option is a converted wide receiver and you didn't even bother to go get anybody, even a depth guy out of the portal. I mean, there's all kinds of running backs in the transfer portal this year. You didn't bother. What does that say? That says Dabo, loyal to a fault, really, really, really wanted to hope that his guy could turn it around and become a great running back. And it just shows, man, That was a bad choice.
Well, against certain opponents this year, he's going to look right. Against certain opponents, he's going to look like it was a really good story. I remember at the Clemson open house a couple of months ago, just what, 2 months ago now, when we were there, Diesel, Dabo Swinney talked about it that morning. He said that he believed Adam Randall would be the best story in college football in 2025. Well, I got news. That's not going to happen. That's not, unless he, you know, hits the lottery midway through the season, right? That's not going to happen. Adam Randall is a converted running back, to your point, against quality competition. It's not going to prove to be a proven commodity, if you will. Now, I'll say this. I was more concerned after Saturday, not only because of what I saw on the field, Diesel, but because of what I didn't see, right, in terms of adjustments from week one to week two, game one to game two. We talk about it. We said it earlier in the show. Your biggest improvement comes from the game one to the game two. There was just no improvement. And I know Cade looked good down the stretch against Troy, and he made some big plays and four straight drives of score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring yada, yada, yada. Dabo can throw all the stats out there he wants. But the reality is, Diesel, I just don't know why this coaching staff, particularly on the offense side of the football, is not making adjustments throughout the course of the season, week to week. I'll tell you my theory, and I don't know where Clemson fans feel on this. We'll get to the stream in a second. A lot of conversation there on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Diesel, here's my theory. When it comes to adjustments that aren't being made throughout the course of the season, tell me what your thoughts are on this. I don't know that in the past decade there have been enough repercussions inside that building for average wins and bad losses. Meaning, guess what? We all know they play in the ACC. The next week they usually bounce back against an inferior, terrible opponent. I don't know that there's been enough repercussions and accountability inside that building over the past decade for staffs and members of the staff to actually have to look and evaluate and reevaluate and look in the mirror and make changes. You're just not seeing changes made from week one to week two. This team looked worse from week one to week two, and you were playing a much lesser of a team. That's my issue.
Yeah, maybe there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about as far as motivation for how to get coaches whose units don't perform in a game where they're supposed to form motivated. But it feels like from the outside, Cole, that there is a culture of handshakes and pats on the backs like, it's all good. We'll get them next time. It's going to be easy from here on out. And look, I don't like being that guy who says, well, what if Clemson was in the SEC? But truth is, they wouldn't have that luxury. Because the next week you got to face Georgia, and then the next week you got to face Oklahoma, and then the next week you got to face Alabama, and that's when you get exposed. And it goes back to something that I said last week. It feels as if Dabo has built this roster and built this team and built this program to be elite in the ACC, a lesser tier conference. I've heard the same thing said about Notre Dame. We talk about them all the time. They're phenomenal in the regular season. They get into the playoffs and they get blown out. Well, why is that? Because they don't have a roster built to go toe-to-toe with Big Ten and SEC powers.
I just don't know ultimately when you talk about Garrett Riley, and I think that right now that's where most of the frustration lies. I don't know that ultimately Garrett Riley is getting the most out of the guys he has on the field, right? We talk about the mark of a good coach all the time. How many times do you and I talk about at every level, high school, college, and pro, the best staffs out there, the best head coaches, the best offensive coordinators, the best defensive coordinators are able to maximize the talent they have on the field. When you look back at the two years and two games that Garrett Riley's coached as offensive coordinator at Clemson, I just don't see how Garrett Riley has maximized his team, how he's actually gotten the most out of what's on the field, right? They always say the best coaches can do more with less. Well, that's not the case. Garrett Riley has more than just about everybody else. They have more talent, and they're still not getting the most. That's the biggest concern.
Well, unless you're Tom from Somerville, who said at the beginning of the season, Cade Klubnik was not a Heisman candidate, in which case, maybe Garrett Riley is getting everything out of Cade Klubnik that he can get. Maybe we've all just been led to believe that he's better than he really is.
T. Swizzle on the YouTube stream, big Clemson fan. He says, not panicking just yet. If we drop this next time, we in big trouble, not just this year, but years to come. Our play calling looks like stuff I used to draw up at recess. Dewey says, go down 16-3 at the half next weekend, and you're not winning. JB says he agrees with Dewey there. T. Swizzle brings up the point about the receivers not looking elite. I mean, I'm with you there, but who on the team does, other than a few players defensively, who does look elite, right? And that's the problem. Cade Klubnik, 18 of 24, 196 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, a QBR of 42.8. We did this last week, Diesel, on the show, talking about Cade Klubnik versus the SEC. The reality is now, here's the bad part. You're starting to see not only a sample size of Klubnik versus the SEC, you're starting to see a sample size of Klubnik in more games where he's bad against non-SEC teams, a la Duke, a la Louisville,
yeah.
Troy. Like, if Clemson fans don't like the fact that we're bringing up Cade stats versus the SEC, bench him now, because if he continues to play subpar against the Troys of the world, I mean, there's going to be no Heisman conversation. We can put that to rest today. The 8th of September, the Heisman conversation with Cade Klubnik's dead. There is none. He's not going to be in New York.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's concerning if you're a Clemson fan. You are not putting away the teams that you should be putting away, even when you have a clear and overwhelming talent advantage. And, you know, what do we say in that first segment or the second segment there about South Carolina? Maybe, you know, maybe the offensive coordinators and game planning staff don't want to show too much. Well, I have a couple questions that I'm going to ask of Grayson Mann in the next segment that'll hopefully point in the direction of something very concerning that I want to bring up here. I don't want to give away too much in advance, because I want you to stick around and hear that conversation with Grayson. But there was a tremendous lack of effort and a tremendous lack of fundamental sound football coming out of guys that are supposed to be elite players.
I just want to know what you've seen from Klubnik in 2 weeks that makes you feel confident. And again, Heisman conversation aside, you scored 10 points. Klubnik scored what? 7 points against LSU. And well, he didn't really score. It was Adam Randall who scored. So look at this. He had 230 yards passing against LSU. He had a QBR of 29.7 in that first LSU game, right? Saturday against Troy, he has a QBR, 42.8. So you go from 29.7 quarterback rating to the following week against Troy, who's way worse than LSU, a quarterback rating of 42.8. How many interceptions? Two interceptions to two touchdowns. He had two touchdowns against Troy. So your Heisman quarterback 2 weeks in has an average QBR of, quick math, let's call it 34. An average QBR of 34 on the season.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns, two interceptions. One game he couldn't even get over 200 yards, and the other he got 230 I just ultimately, look, you can point fingers, you can play the blame game, you can say Garrett Riley, Dabo, run game, whatever. Ultimately, Cade Klubnik's not getting it done. There are other factors involved, of course, 100%, they always are. He has to throw it to open receivers, right? He has to hand it off to good running backs. He has to have good offensive line play. But maybe it's time we realize that overall, this Clemson team from a year ago didn't do enough to become elite, even though we as the media, a lot of media members, picked them to win the national championship. I remember, Diesel, you and I sat down with Will Vandervoort at ACC kickoff, and we love Will. He's a great friend of the show, but Will Vandervoort was basically sold a pipe dream. He told us that day that there was, you know, I think we asked him if he really believed that this Clemson team could make a national championship run, and he looked at us and said, why not? And he named all the reasons as to why Clemson in his mind would go. And even I mean, we picked them. We thought they picked them
to go 11-1.
Right. We bought into the hype as well, and they still may certainly win 10 or 11 games, but this certainly, as of today, is not a national championship team. To your point a minute ago, the beauty of it, though, if you are Clemson, is you are gifted the luxury of being able to figure this thing out as the season goes on.
Yeah.
There's that old country song, life's a dance, you learn as you go. In the ACC, you can learn as you go because, to your point, in the SEC, you're not afforded that luxury. If you were playing Missouri and then A&M and then LSU and then Alabama and then South Carolina, your season would be over.
You go on a four-game losing streak.
Right. But for Clemson, guess what? They can still learn as they go because they're playing in a conference where, let's be honest, there's just not a ton of quality competition.
When we come back, Cole, we're going to try to figure a few things out about what went wrong on Saturday and about this program and team as a whole with Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. He's going to join us on the other side of the break. 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, and everywhere you are on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.